Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled, Hungering in Our Hearts.
A reading on this feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to invite us to ponder for a moment a time when we felt confused or bereft because of a loss. Now, the loss may be a relationship, betrayal, health, life, possessions, or like Mary and Joseph in today's gospel, the physical loss of a person, a child, due to misunderstanding. Can we imagine or experience the grief they must have felt? Hear the pain in Mary's voice. "My child, why have you done this to us?" I remember once when I was looking after one of my many nephews and I lost him. We were walking through the gardens. Someone I knew stopped to talk. And my nephew, who was much the same age as Jesus in this incident, got bored. So he decided to play a trick on me. In the twinkle of an eye, he was hiding up a tree. Imagine my fear and horror when I discovered he was missing. Probably took about 7 minutes for him to put me out of my misery. But for me, it felt like eternity. How would I tell his parents? Like Mary, I found myself pleading, "See how worried I have been looking for you." And like Mary, I stored this memory in my heart and am so grateful for the relationship I have now with this young nephew, and probably because of some of that grief and pain. However, not all experiences of pain are so short-lived, as we well know from our own lives. Today, we are living in a culture of pain and loss, with its consequent grief. Life is a cycle of looking, searching, losing, and finding. We are experiencing deep losses, which can only be healed as we ponder and pray our way through them. The scripture invites us to see how God is present in our lives, our joys and sorrows, our hopes and griefs. Like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, when we listen to our hearts, we too can say, were not our hearts burning within us as he talked to us on the road? Do we recognize the voice of God deep within, especially when life is painful? The fire burning within us, which often is caused by loss and grief, has to be healed before a relationship can be restored. We are called to ponder as we journey through pain and loss, to finding the fullness of life until the next cycle. And think of the shepherd in the scripture who had 100 sheep, yet left 99 to go off and search for the one that was lost. Or the lost son who was eventually found by the prodigal parent. Perhaps today's Gospel of Mary and how she managed her grief can inspire us to move into the pain we feel and, like her, though we often do not understand, if we stay close to her son, we will receive enlightenment and healing. Finding Jesus is the experience. It changes everything. Amen.